Do you wake up with more aches and pains in the morning than you did when you went to bed at night? Maybe it's time to upgrade your mattress. Right now, you can save $50 on the 10-inch Aslin Medium Firm with code REGULARJOE10 or save $400 off the Aslin 13 Medium Soft with code REGULARJOE13. Visit AslinMattress.com. Aslin Mattress is a family-owned small business with the most comfortable and affordable mattress in the luxury bedding category. Cheaper than all the other online competitors without sacrificing the high quality. Aslin Mattresses gives you a top layer beaded gel and phase change memory foam, which gives you a cool, comfortable pressure relief. The next level is the next generation memory foam for proper transition of all body shapes and sleep positions. The third layer is made up of active support foam, keeping the spine properly aligned. Goodbye, back pain. One of my favorites is the 13-inch medium plush. Because of its soft and refreshing feel that doesn't give away to sag like other mattresses do. Save $50 on the 10-inch Aslin Mattress Firm with code REGULARJOE10 or save $400 on the Aslin 13 Medium Soft with code REGULARJOE13. Visit AslinMattress.com.
Well, hello and welcome, Joe Gigante, Regular Joe here with you on this Freedom Friday. A lot of, I'm just digging into the stack of stuff. Where to begin? Well, a moment ago, I played the New York construction worker that had a two-word message to Joe Biden. And I'm going to follow it up. Now, again, this does not, don't misunderstand me. I get some of the curmudgeons. Just because somebody in Hollywood says it or some New York construction, still, I get it. They're going to try to steal and fix the election. No kidding. Yep, been there, done that, have the T-shirt. I've been talking about it for years. I understand all these, but we also can't be ignorant. We can't ignore the fact, you know what, hang on, I'm going to interrupt myself. President Trump is speaking outside of his courtroom. Just want to quickly dip in. Let's see what he has to say here real quick. And there we go. We'll get some volume.
Unconstitutional case. When it finishes up, we have a report that was just put out by House Judiciary on the District Attorney's Office. This was done by Congress, and so I guess it just came out a little while ago, a few moments ago. I haven't seen it yet. Haven't read it, but it should be interesting. I think yesterday went very well in this courthouse. It was. It should be over. The case is over. You heard what was said, and the case should be over. But you'll have to make that determination. I think we have a judge who will never allow this case to be over in a positive way. He's highly conflicted, the most highly conflicted judge I've ever seen. And yesterday, I think in the Supreme Court having to do with immunity, I heard the argument was brilliant. I listened to it last night. I thought it was really great. I thought the judge's questions were great. And all presidents have to have immunity. It has nothing to do with me. Absolutely nothing. All presidents have to have immunity if you don't have a president. Certainly not a president that the founders wanted. So we have another day of court in a freezing courthouse. It's very cold in there. For one purpose, I believe. They don't seem to be able to get the temperature up. It shouldn't be that complicated, but we have a freezing courthouse, and that's fine. That's just fine. Let them keep handing it out. This is a rigged trial. Thank you very much, everybody.
All right, so, by the way, which they've made note of the fact that they keep the courthouse, it's something like 58 degrees or something ridiculous. Now, I mean, personally, for me, I'd rather it be colder than hotter. And this, once again, shows kind of the mental instability of liberals. If you think, I mean, remember what John F. Kennedy did to Richard Nixon. They turned the heat up during the debate, so he was sweating the whole time, and it made him look uncomfortable. Making someone look cold kind of makes it more sympathetic. But either way, the president talking about a report that just came out from the House in looking at some of the ties between Alvin Bragg and the White House. We'll deal with that a little later as well. talking about the rigged nature and as well the immunity hearing yesterday in front of the Supreme Court. We will get into all of that. Now, a moment ago, though, we were talking about this construction worker and how we have to look at the signs of the time, things that are changing. Some of you may remember a band, punk band, from the 70s and 80s called The Runaways. The lead singer, or former lead singer, of the legendary all-girl group, Cherry Curry, now 64 years old, still out there touring, but she has been eviscerating the Democrat Party based on their behavior online, writing, "It used to be punk, rock and roll to vote Democrat. I fell for it. But when your party demands you live in fear, squalor, beyond your means by just buying groceries, gasoline, disrespecting our veterans, our police, our elderly, supporting criminals, chaos, riots, Hamas, failing Israel, demeaning us at every turn, hurting our children, wasting our money, ineptitude with every policy, lies and more lies, no more. The Democrat Party can kiss my," and you can fill in the blank on that, "they don't give a damn. That's true. Voting Dem used to be cool, but now it just makes you a fool." Now, I get it, and plenty of people responded, "Where have you been?" And I go back to my opening comments. Yeah, she's admitting she was wrong in the past, but she's seeing the light now. And don't discount the impact this has in pop culture and other people's voting patterns.
The Regular Joe Show.